Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace be still for men. Glory to myself have read through the word of things. I will not be afraid to embarrass the people that have set themselves against me down the down. Arise, O Lord, set me on my hand. The thou hast smitten on my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord that thus has upon thy people. I lay me down myself, I beg that the Lord sustain me.
Okay. Thank you. blessed and glorious Lady, the all-birth giver of God and the Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Thank you.
God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
All these remembrance are all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and our Virgin Mary, with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord. For blessed is thy name, and glorified is thy kingdom, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Assalamu alaikum. us be attentive. At that time, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And inspired by the Spirit, he came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to thy people Israel.
Thank you.
Father who is without beginning, having taken a beginning in time, not separating from his Godhead, is offered by his own will, by a virgin mother as a child, 40 days old in the Mosaic temple. And the priest, his servant, receives him in his arms, crying with joy, "Now lettest thou me depart, for my eyes have beheld thy salvation. Wherefore, all thou wouldst come into the world to save mankind, O Lord, glory to thee."
O God, save thy people and bless thy inheritance. Visit thy world with mercy and compassion. Exalt the Lord of Orthodox Christians, and send down upon us thy rich mercy. Through the intercessions of our all-immaculate Lady, the birth giver of God and of the Virgin Mary, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplication of the honorable glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, unlawful apostles, Peter and Paul, and of all the holy apostles, of our fathers among the saints, great hearts and ecumenical teachers, Basil the Great, Gregory the Theologian, and John Chrysostom, Athanasius, Cyril, and John the Merciful, Patriarchs of Alexandria, Nicholas of Myra and Lycia, Spiridon of Trimethos, and Nicodius of Pentapolis, the wonder workers, of our fathers among the saints, Tikhon, Patriarch of Moscow, and Raphael, Bishop of Brooklyn, of the holy, glorious, great martyrs, George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, Demetrius, the merch dreamer, Theodore, the soldier, Theodore, the general, and Venus, the wonder worker, of the high Roman martyrs, Ignatius, the God-bearer of Antioch, Panolopos, son of Thyrios, of the holy, glorious, great women martyrs, Thecla, Barbara, Anastasia, Catherine, Kyriaki, Photini, Marina, Panaskeva, and Irene, of the holy, glorious, right, victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers who shone in the ascetic life, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints, we beseech thee, O most merciful Lord, hearken unto the petitions of us sinners who make our supplications unto thee, and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Compassions and love for mankind, of thine only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Presentation of our Lord, God and Savior Jesus Christ in the temple. where the righteous Simeon received him into his arms.
The hands of righteous Simeon, as they bear thee, depict, O my Christ, the bosom of thy Father. On the second, Simeon received Christ in the temple.
The Greek word for the feast is epaponte, which means encounter or meeting. However, this was not just some chance encounter. This feast, which closes the cycle of the Nativity of our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, reminds us that on the 40th day after the birth of her firstborn son, Mary carried him to the temple in accordance with the Mosaic law to offer him to the Lord and to ransom him by the sacrifice of a pair of two young turtle doves and two pigeons. In one of many acts of extreme humility, the divine word thus lowers himself and submits to the law in order to fulfill it. This lowering is also Jesus' first official encounter with his people in the person of Simeon. It is not only an encounter, but also a manifestation. Simeon bears in his arms the one he knows to be the salvation of the world, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. His endearing prayer is found in the Gospel of Luke, endures in the Orthodox Church to this day. The Church considers this celebration as a feast of the Theotokos in praise of her role in this presentation and her connection in the work of her Son. Adorn thy chamber, O Zion, and receive Christ the King. Welcome Mary, the heavenly gate, for she hath appeared as a cherubic throne. She carrieth the King of glory. The Virgin today accompanies the child in his first offering to the Father. She will also accompany him even to the realization of his sacrifice for humanity. Unto the very God be glory and dominion unto the ages of ages. Amen. The sun might shone on dry land that was begotten of the abyss, for the water became carcass of wall on either side, for the people that crossed the sea by foot, and sang in a God-pleasing manner, let us sing to the Lord, for gloriously is he glorified.
Maria, Mother of God, Thank you.
birth giver of God, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God. For all the powers of heaven praise thee, and unto thee they ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
الشريعة الضلية ومظهرا من النعمة الجديدة. Leaving not the Father's bosom in thy sovereign divinity, thou hast made flesh in thy good will, and thou hast held in the arms of the ever virgin, and placed in the hands of the forgotten receiver sinning. Thou who hast hold all creation in thy hand, in joy of their work, he cried, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for, O Master, in very truth, I have seen thee.